complete in Christ. Living by faith is a foundational fact of the Christian dispensation, and that means that we just believe what God has said in his word, for we live by faith and not by sight. Accepting that we are accepted in the Beloved is another fact of this church age. And that means that God sees us as perfect, just as Christ Jesus is perfect. For he looks at us through Christ, who has removed all our sins, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved. Understanding that, like Christ, we are being prepared is similarly foundational, and that means that every circumstance of life is used of God for his ultimate good. Even Christ himself, the perfect man, was being made perfect through obedience. Jesus himself, our perfect example, was perfected in life through obedience. Hebrews tells us that, being made perfect, Jesus became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. And by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. For by one man's obedience many are made righteous. So after the product of initial faith is the process of sanctifying faith. And after initial perfection in him comes the being made perfect by the Spirit. And after initial acceptance in Christ is the learning obedience in life. All these are vital principles of the Christian life and foundational gospel facts. Similarly, it is crucial to come to terms with a further rudimentary truth of Scripture. And it's this: God's children are complete in him. Now, complete means just that. Totally, absolutely, unconditionally complete in Christ. One old saint explained the fact of being complete in him this way. First, the Lord Jesus is the source of our Christian life. We are born into him. God has made us complete in him. This truth we are to hold to by faith, and it's true of each of us. For if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Second, as we hold to this fact by faith, we are brought into the practical reality of it day by day in our experience. Little by little, we receive that which is already ours. He continues, the important thing to know and to be sure about is that all is ours, that we are complete in him now. This fact enables us to hold still while he patiently works into our character that life of ours which is hid with Christ in God. And though we are initially complete in him, we are being changed into his likeness, and we can rebel or we can submit. We can remain a babe in Christ, or we can mature in the faith. We can get stuck feeding on the milk of the word, or start to eat strong meat. We can grieve and quench the Spirit's work in our lives, or grow in grace. All these are vital principles of the Christian life, and all these truths are foundational gospel facts. And Jesus is coming back very soon. Are you ready?